The rules about who may own television and radio stations may undergo some big changes. Every 2 years, the Federal Communications Commission is required by law to review the rules governing mass communications in America. The FCC holds public hearings this month on the possible revisions it's considering. Commentator Marvin Kaub says the changes deserve much closer public scrutiny.
FCC Chairman Michael Powell has promised a major rewriting of the rules within the next few months. So major that, according to Republican Senator John McCain, it will fashion the future of communications forever. Even allowing for political hyperbole, it's still likely that a new era of media concentration is on the near horizon. If the issue was the automobile industry, that would be one thing. But we are talking about an industry that controls the political and cultural message of the entire nation. The news citizens watch, read, hear. The entertainment they enjoy on radio and television, the sports they cheer, and the politics they support. This is an immensely rich and powerful industry sitting on the very edge of sweeping change, and yet one hears barely a peep. There ought to be a national debate, because what Chairman Powell promises, among other things, is that the rule barring one newspaper from owning radio and television stations in the same city will be dropped or drastically changed. Another rule barring one network from owning stations reaching more than 35% of the country will also be dropped or changed, meaning in effect that in a short time, fewer conglomerates will own and control more of the news programs available to the public. 1996 was the last time there was a similar change. Deregulation was the name of the game then as now. Let's look at what happened just to commercial radio. With deregulation came a further splintering apart of the old radio networks once associated with ABC, CBS, and NBC. In their place came, among others, Clear Channel Communications, which took advantage of the looser rules and gobbled up hundreds of small independent stations. Its hold rose dramatically from a handful of radio stations to more than 1,200, giving it a virtual monopoly on the radio market. As its revenue skyrocketed, its interest came naturally to focus more on the bottom line than on news programs, which were costly, occasionally controversial, and really not essential to its booming business. As independents, the stations were obliged to serve the local market and report local news. But as small cogs in a huge corporation, they tended to follow the lead and style of the home office. Local concerns were largely ignored. The effect, in no time at all, was that station after station drifted toward talk and more talk, news programs shrinking to mere headlines. And when the headlines concerned war, terrorism, and a slipping economy, as they do now, a national debate on the pending FCC rule changes affecting diversity and a free, vigorous press ought to be a top priority. Unfortunately, that's not the case.
The comments of Marvin Kaub, a senior fellow at the Shorenstein Center on the Press and Politics at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.